Alan Isfan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. Today, we're going to reflect on confidence and make the case that confidence is a choice. The key point here is that confidence is not fixed and can be learned by building the right habits and getting out of our comfort zone. Lack of confidence is the number one reason people don't reach their full potential. They hold back due to fear of failure or being judged. We have covered fear, failure, reframing, judging, and other topics in previous sessions, all of which will help your confidence. However, in the end, there is one thing that you can do that will build your confidence, and it is this: manufacture proof. You need to prove to yourself that you are capable of doing things that are hard. You need to get out of your comfort zone intentionally before life pushes you there, because it will. If you do this enough times, even with smaller things, you will build your confidence. Until then, start by faking it. Stand taller and straighter and walk more confidently. Next, you need to change your language, especially your internal dialogue, but also the words you use with others. It's one thing to be open to negative feedback and being honest and self-aware so you can grow. It's quite another to keep talking down to yourself constantly. Doing so reinforces negative traits and mentally limits you. The truth is this: anything anyone else can do, you can do too. You can be in great shape, you can be rich if you want, you can find love, you can have adventure. If you're deathly afraid of speaking in front of people, you could become a great presenter. I've seen it happen right in front of my eyes. It is all about transforming your mindset little by little. With your posture and language becoming more confident, it is time to go to the next level. Decide on something to pursue that is difficult or scary for you, but doable with the right preparation. Decide what that thing is. It can be physical, like running a race, or something more direct, like shooting a video with a thought or piece of advice for the world. It might be awkward at first, but that's okay. You have developed wisdom, you've learned a lot in life, and someone out there needs to hear it. I'll leave you 20 seconds or so to think about what that thing is, and then we're going to practice visualizing an achievement so that you learn how powerful visualization can be when it comes to building confidence. It may not be the most relaxing meditation you've ever done, but I can guarantee that visualizing yourself in a position of courage and power will help you make it so. It works and has been proven scientifically many times over. Take a deep breath with your stomach and then exhale fully until there's no more air in your lungs. You should feel tension leaving your body as you do this. Repeat this one more time, and then breathe normally. Now start counting your breaths. One on the inhale, and two on the exhale. Just continue to count. If you get distracted, just remember to count, and even visualize the numbers in front of you if it helps. I'll leave you to it for the next 30 seconds. Well done. We're going to practice visualizing completing a 10-kilometer race. The hitch is that you've never run more than 5 kilometers, so this is really out of your comfort zone, but not as far out as a marathon. Hard, but doable. It's 7 a.m. and you are on the starting line. Your race bib is on, and it is your lucky number. What are the chances? The timing chip is on your shoe, your family is waiting for you halfway and at the finish line. Instead of telling yourself, "Oh my goodness, what if I don't finish?" as you stand on the starting line, you close your eyes and imagine yourself crossing the finish line in the middle of the pack and still running at a decent pace. You have goosebumps just thinking about it. You're a bit nervous, but more confident than you've ever been. You got this. The starter pistol goes off and everyone takes off. You're somewhere towards the back of the lineup, but you keep up with those around you. You start feeling tired, but you reach a plateau and you maintain a decent pace through the 5 kilometer mark where you know that some of your family is there to encourage you. You see them and you feel a burst of pride and energy. You stand taller and run more confidently. They scream your name and clap. You see them crying, they're so happy for you. Now you know there's no way you're going to fail. You start gradually passing people and crossing the finish line with a few others just like you, and you all nod at each other. Well done. You suffered together and you did it together. You collapse on the ground, not from fatigue, but from overwhelming excitement. You can't believe what you just did. You look up at the sky, grateful. Just breathe and feel the breath in your body. Take a deep breath with your stomach and then exhale fully until there's no more air in your lungs. You should feel tension leaving your body as you do this. Repeat this one more time and then breathe normally. As you sit quietly, your mind will wander. It is perfectly normal, so don't feel bad and try to return to your breath. Just sit and breathe. Now start counting your breaths, 1 on the inhale and 2 on the exhale. Continue to count. If you get distracted, just remember to count and even visualize the numbers in front of you if it helps. You'll hear a soft bell every 30 seconds to remind you to come back to the breath. Thank you. Congratulations for learning to visualize and being open to something new. The power of visualization has been proven to be extremely effective by high-performance coaches all over the world and in any field. Athletes do it, musicians do it, even speakers imagine themselves on stage and visualize getting a standing ovation. Before we set an intention for today, let me ask you this. If you were actually in the simulated running situation and you repeated this visualization several times a week, do you think it would give you the confidence to sign up for a 10-kilometer race 6 months from now and complete the race given the time to practice? There is no doubt. Now imagine doing this for all the major things that you want to be able to do, but hold back because of lack of confidence. Things that would move the needle in your life and transform your life. Applying for a job, changing careers, going for an audition, singing in front of a crowd, posting a video on Facebook, and staring straight into the camera with an important message or lesson. Anything is possible once you have the confidence, especially if it doesn't come naturally, because you did this. You made yourself confident, and now you have momentum. So like we said earlier, confidence is a choice. It is now your turn to start building up your confidence, so let's set an intention. What is something you can do that will help you become more confident because it is hard and slightly out of reach? Think about that thing for a few seconds. And now, commit to doing it. Once you complete this meditation, write it down somewhere, on a whiteboard or a post-it note in your bathroom mirror, and make it happen. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.